Join the conversation on radio, online and mobile. You're with NITV Radio.
We call ourselves the Parkinchi P, silent P, Parkinchi people. Now, my grandfather, he was the king of the Darling River. His name was Eero Black, and he had a half a moon on him to tell the people that he was the king of the river people. So, yeah, so he had to take care of the people of the river. So when the Aboriginal people all lived on station, well, they must have called grandfather up to sort something out and, move him down to another station or work or something like that. He played a lot of a big role in Wilcannia for the Aboriginal people there.
Auntie Maria, can you talk a bit about some of the traditional practices of culture and ceremony that your people, obviously if you're river people, what was important for your people and what still is?
Well, what's important to us at Wilcannia is when I take my grandchildren home and my children, we go camping on the riverbank, we camp there, we fish, we cook, we teach our little ones about what the fish is, what yabbies is, what's water snakes and lizards and all those things that the young children need to learn about. Well, that's what we do at the river camp, and also the land, how to take care of it.
Yep, so you've contacted me because you're quite concerned about the health of the river system there and also about the well-being of your people as well because of the health of the river. Can you share a bit more about that, please?
I've got a phone call from a couple of my sisters and they was telling me about the water, that apparently the animals are going into town looking for water, and also the birds are dropping, the dogs are getting sick, and some of the children. And apparently they don't know how to use their water, either wash their face or wash their clothes or wash the washing up. So this is what's going on at the moment with Dale River. But if the people don't know, it's that low, it's on sand, it's that low, so the people, like, just don't know, like, it's green, yeah, there's no flow through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're talking now about cultural flow when it comes to the health and well-being of the waterways and access to the waterways in a cultural way for families. Now, I know that recently there was a native title claim for the Parkinchi people, but the water rights was not included in that. How important is water? When you talk about that for cultural reasons, it's equally as important as land because it's all one, isn't it, when it comes to culture?
Yeah. Well, being our river, the Darling River, it comes the way from Queensland. So apparently Walgett, Bourke, they apparently dry, but Wilcannia's drier. Then I was talking to some people around here about the pipeline. Now, if that pipeline goes in, okay, it's all right for the black fella to give him a bit of money, you know, but then when the black men stop and think about it, well, we're not going to get none of that water. They're going to do this pipeline from Broken Hill to the Murray River. Now, when they hit the Murray River, it's not just us suffering now. It's going to be South Australia's going to suffer too.
Yeah, so in the investigation last year around, there was a independent investigation around the illegal take of water up in the top there of the Murray-Darling Basin. So what people were saying is what happens up the top of the river system impacts greatly or badly on people further downstream, which is headed your way.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yeah, so there's been investigations at irrigators, there's been allegations and investigations around irrigators illegally taking water, and there's been tampering with the actual monitors or gauges that show how much water's been taken. How do you feel about that?
I feel they're very disappointed. I feel very, very disappointed. I feel like going up there and, beg your French, but blowing that big dam up that's got all of our water. They have no right. God put the water there for creation of everything. He put that there for us, for everything, for the water. And it doesn't give these people the right to drain our water system.
To make runoffs.
And to make, you know, to make the government happy, where all these people are going to be in pauperism. because of water. Without water, we'll have no town.
Yeah, and you talk about it sort of off colour as well, so that could be something like a blue-green algae bloom, which is because of ill health of the river and even runoff from farming and that. So that's not good, is it?
No, it's not, darling. It's not me and my children and my sons, and we take the grandkids back and we stay at the caravan park.
My name's William Wilson. I'm Maria's son.
Yeah. Hi, William.
Yeah.
Can you talk about how you're feeling about your kids wanting to learn about their river?
What I feel really disappointed in what the Cubby Station, what they're doing to the river. Because, like, every time I seem to, like, go back to Wilkenya with my children, go camping and that, like, I like to show them, like, how we used to live when we were young kids on the river. You know, go and catch our fish by hand with the weir and all that. We can't even do that now. The river's that dry, it's like you could drive your four-wheel drive across it. It makes me feel bad as a man coming from the river. You know what I mean? Yeah, I grew up there, and in my days, I seen the river, it was beautiful. You know, it was the beautiful thing you can ever see. And you go back there now, and it's like, what's going on? You know, who's killing us? Is it the government or what? You know? Who do you blame?
Because there's been investigations into the illegal take of water and water that was actually allocated for environmental and, you know, sustainable purposes to keep the riverway healthy, there was investigation into the use of that and how it wasn't dispersed properly. So
the investigation was sort of like, it felt like it didn't do the investigation right. They're showing on Facebook where Cubby Station is, the water what they got on their station is bigger than more than the river. They suck more into the Cubby Station than what they got in the Sydney Harbour, eh? To me, like, where do I go and show my kids the river? Do I go up to Cubby Station and we all go to the river up there, or you know what I mean? We go up to the Cubby Station, we're not allowed to run there. We get told to go off it, yeah? So it's like, well, where do we stand as river people?
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.